We're CJMQ and we're welcoming Rick Stavely into the booth today, Canadian country artist. Welcome, Rick.
Thank you, Maureen. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. So, Rick, you're a Canadian-born country music singer, and you're based in Prince George, B.C.?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Have you always lived in Prince George?
Yeah, I was born just south of here in Quesnel on the way down to Vancouver. We're in Prince George's central British Columbia.
Okay.
And, yeah, basically been my whole life around right around this area.
Okay, good. Now, you got interested in music as a teenager. Actually, you've been performing since you were a teenager. Would you like to talk a bit about that?
Yeah, sure. I started at age 13. All my uncles and my dad and them, every family union got together. Me and my cousins would be all interested in what they were doing. And so by the age of 13, I was already taking guitar lessons in grade 8.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the time I was in grade 11, I think, I was started playing the drums in the bar.
Okay.
Doing all the mm-hmm. lead vocals behind the drums, actually, like at the nightclubs and different things. And
mm-hmm.
so at a pretty young age, I was taking it to the professional level.
Okay.
Wasn't even out of school yet.
Good. So you came from a musical family. Were you always interested in the country genre of music?
Yeah, I'd spent a lot of years in the 80s rock sort of thing, and that,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of Van Halen and different things, but I always listened at home. We had a pool table at home. We always had fiddle music on, and a lot of the older Hank Williams and different people like that.
Okay. Do you think this has influenced your music a lot? Do you think it's a bit of traditional in your music? Or?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I still go back and I listen to a lot of the old records.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime anybody wants to give me records, I take them, and I get sort of stuck in different. Genres sort of country-wise,
mm-hmm.
like the older and then the newer as well, because I played just about every night at nightclubs and rodeos and different things like that.
Okay, good, yeah.
So the mixture of the two combined mm-hmm. gives me my own little original edge, and it keeps the country in there.
Okay, so that's part of your inspiration for your songs and that?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Do you write all your own songs?
My first three releases, I went to a good friend, Gord Bamford.
Mm-hmm.
And he set me up with Byron Hill, a guy down in Nashville, and then another guy down there, Noah Gordon,
mm-hmm.
who works with J.R. Vitour quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Just different really good songwriters. And just to get my feet into the whole scene properly, we went with some really well-written songs there. And then at the same time, I probably already had about 150 of my own already started up in that.
Okay, wow, that's quite a few.
yeah, I'm up over 200 now, so.
Wow, so you plan to do something with them in the near future? You're kind of still
working with
them?
Yeah, we just started 2 weeks ago down at Bomb Shelter Recording Studio, and I got Sarah Evans, drummer I'm working with,
mm-hmm.
Reba McIntyre's piano player, and
a
whole whack of other Kenny Chesney's fiddle player, and Patty Loveless's harmony singer,
mm-hmm.
a whole bunch of them, and they all got together with me on my latest release, To Fly Again.
Mm-hmm.
And told them it was all for the breast cancer awareness and all that back up in Canada, and they just did some amazing things. So we've already, 2 weeks ago when I was in Dawson Creek, they were already laying down what are called the bed tracks.
Okay.
Down in Nashville for my first three songs, and one of the songs myself and a really well-known Canadian writer, Tim Taylor, that's down there right now,
mm-hmm.
he wrote my song Every Day That You're Not Here with Gord Bamford.
Okay, that's a great song. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so I got together with him on my day off from the studio down in Nashville, and we wrote a song called Man for the Job, so we've already got the bed tracks done for that one.
Okay, interesting.
And I'm hoping on my next CD I'll have 5 of the songs out of the 10 will be ones that I've written or co-written.
Okay, 5 out of 10. That's great. That's half. Your first CD?
I'm still working on my first full-length
CD.
Yeah, the first three songs I recorded with award-winning producer Bart McKay that plays with Brad Johnner.
Mm-hmm.
And he's done work for Shane Yellowbird. A week before I was in the studio, he was in recording me in my old pickup truck and that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, Gord Bamford, my good friend there, lined me up with all that whole thing.
Okay.
And those are the first three. These next three songs that I've done are ones that my mom and I wrote.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a cancer survivor as well of thyroid cancer.
Okay, I was reading that. That's very interesting. And you did an evening of pink dinner and dance.
Yeah, it was really good time, real successful. We had a lot of the MLAs from British Columbia,
mm-hmm.
and you know the mayor, of course, and everybody around Prince George. 460 people showed up.
Okay.
And the year before it was 340, so this one seemed to be pretty successful.
That's wonderful. Good.
Yeah, it was a really good time.
Do you do other benefits, or is this one of your first ones? Or?
I've been doing only about 2 a year, and then this year I decided to stay in town, do more writing. I'm also writing with a guy named Ralph Murphy, who's a really big writer. He's written for Emmylou Harris and Janie C. Reilly and everybody.
Okay.
And so I decided to stay more around town, so I've had the chance to work with more organizations, and I've done about 3 things for the breast cancer in the last 2 months.
Okay.
And then before that, I work with cystic fibrosis as well.
Okay.
The foundation, and I've got a song written. I want to record in Nashville for that pretty soon, and and the 24-hour Relay for Life, and just basically everything I could possibly do when I wasn't on stage at nighttime. I was going to elementary schools and doing different things around there for Aboriginal Days and for cystic fibrosis walks at elementary schools and different things.
And
at the end of all of that, I was in Nashville recording going, wow, everything just kind of sort of came back. Good karma, I guess, is what it is.
When did things actually start to change for you? Like when you were down in Nashville or?
They've been the first, they say it takes your first 3 releases to really get out there.
Okay.
And so I'm still just in the middle of that right now, and it's a lot harder than people think. You just get a good song and send it out there, and there's so much to learn.
Exactly. A lot and lot of hours, I guess.
Yeah. I spend a lot of time on the computer as well, doing all, everything there.
Okay. What about Nashville? Are you planning ever to move there? You're going to stay in Canada?
Well, I'm kind of staying in Canada, and I'd love to move there and just be able to write, because even when I was down there writing with the other Canucks, I guess is what they call them down there, they were saying, Rick, you got to come down here and you got to spend, you know, a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks just on songwriting, you know, instead of just do your recording and make separate trips to come down there. And just what you can do in about 2 or 3 hours with a really good writer by your side, you know, to critique what you're doing wrong and show you what you're doing wrong and stuff is just unreal. Like,
okay.
And then when I come back here, I end up writing about 10 songs with 2 weeks after I get back, sort of thing.
Okay, great inspiration and enthusiasm, I guess, then.
Yeah.
Good, good. I was reading that you have several websites. You have www.rickstavely.com, and you're also on MySpace?
Yeah.
Okay. And what about Facebook?
I'm kind of on Facebook. I'm out on the road right now, so I'm not really getting a chance to answer people back and talk to people on there. So
okay, good.
I kind of, when I go on the road, I put it on pause for a little while, that one.
Well, understandable, yeah. You spend a lot of time on the road, I guess.
Yeah, quite a bit. Mostly Western Canada. We really want to get back east. They're playing us quite a bit everywhere there, so... I got a couple good players with me right now, one from San Antonio, Texas, and another drummer out of Brandon, Manitoba.
Okay, and I know you're very popular around here in the townships, so that's good.
Yeah, that'd be so nice to go there. That's kind of where all my roots go back to.
Okay.
Is the Harrington Harbor, and from there everybody kind of came to school, like my great-great-grandfathers, uncles, and that all came down to the eastern townships before moving over to Ontario and then over to Prince George.
Okay, so your roots go back to Harrington Harbor?
Yeah, and Le Tabatier is actually, my great-great-grandfather was Samuel Robertson.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And there's a Samuel Robertson the first from Le Tabatier the second, and then Alexander James Robertson would be my great-grandfather, and he married in Quebec City. And then he ended up sort of migrating over this way. So when we added everything up there, all the different stations that were playing us, we were just going, holy man, so we lived there in that one area one time.
That's great. Any special plans for the next few months? Are you just going to concentrate on your writing? Or
I'm working on the writing. I'm doing quite a bit of road work and with the band and everything throughout the winter. I don't know why, but but anyways, so couple of guys I'm hooked up with, all three of us are writing together right now. So we try to take at least one day a week where we go over our different ideas and compose them a little bit. And
So
kind of take advantage of the daytime on the road, because as the golf course is closed down.
So the golfing is another one of your pleasures when you're not performing and writing?
Yeah. I used to do a lot of different boxing and all that stuff like that, like as a 2001 British Columbia champ for amateur boxing and stuff.
Oh, wow.
So I did a lot of that stuff, so I still like getting out there. And for me, I go out and I jog a 9-hole course within about an hour, and I shoot
Okay.
Maybe under 50 if I'm lucky, mm-hmm. to 40 to 50. So I'm not a crazy golfer then, but I do enjoy getting out there and away from everything. Like, we stay in a lot of hotel rooms and stuff, and if I can get out away from it for 3-4 hours, perfect.
Oh, it's a nice stress reliever and certainly a busy man. Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else you wanted to mention, Rick, before we go?
No, just that we got our new digital download cards and our CDs. You can go to either my MySpace at myspace.com/RickStavely or my mom's, or to my website, and you can order yourself a copy of the three songs we did in Nashville.
Okay, thanks very much, Rick.
Yeah.
Okay, and all the best to you.
Yeah, thanks, Marie.
Okay, bye.
Next up, we'll hear a tune by Rick Stavely. This is his latest single, and the song is called To Fly Again.
Jumped out of bed, free of all concern and fear, as she planned the day ahead. So she looked at him, then all at once a tear ran down her cheek. He said, "Nothing a doctor could ever say would change the way I feel. Come, let me hold you before you start your day. As long as you are in my arms, I know that you're safe. It may seem like we're crawling now, but baby, that's okay. We're learning to fly again today. The doctor's words cut through him like a freshly sharpened blade. With chin held high, she gripped his hand to offer him her strength. Fighting tears off one by one, he said, "You know I love you so, but I can't even bear the thought of living life alone." She said, "Come and let me hold you, it's just another day. I know that I am safe. It may seem like we're crawling now, but baby, that's okay. We're learning to fly again today." She said, "Whatever we face in stormy weather, baby, we'll see it through together. The candle of hope burns forever, so I say, let it shine." Turn to you when I thought we lost the fight. When tomorrow's battle comes, I'll be right here by your side. Come and let me hold you, it's just another day. As long as you are in my